Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
It's Today FM. I'm Dave Moore and this is Nish Kumar. And Nish, you are bringing your comedy show to Ireland. Thank you very much. You're coming to Belfast Ulster Hall on November 9th. And the night before, you're in the brilliant Vicar Street venue in Dublin on November 8th. Have you done Vicar Street before, yeah?
I have indeed, yeah, several times. I did it supporting the King of Ireland, David O'Doherty. and I did it on my last tour and it's an amazing venue. Extraordinary.
For comedy particularly. I mean, I've seen a lot of music there as well, but I think comedy just translates to that venue so well.
Well, it kind of has the feel of an enormous comedy club. This kind of, this is not interesting for people outside of being a comedian, but the shape of the room, the shape of the room is perfect for comedy. It's a perfectly shaped room. And it does have the feel of like a comedy club. It really goes off in there. It's very exciting.
That's great. Well, tell me about the show itself, because it's called Nish, Don't Kill My Vibe.
Which is a reference to, I like the question just being, what?
What? I honestly had a question, I didn't finish it, but I liked it.
It's very fun. It's sort of a slightly jovial reference to me, to two things. One, to a Kendrick Lamar song, and two, it's the idea of me doing some like comedy about the news and people just trying to have a nice night out. And there I am yelling about the climate crisis and income inequality. Just me screaming about billionaires whilst people are trying to have, I think Vicar is a Friday night as well.
It is. So it's like it is. Yeah.
On a Friday night out, and there's me screaming about billionaires.
Yeah, but I think everybody you see, everyone in the room is going to feel the way that you feel about it and will be delighted
that somebody is finally
saying what they want to say.
I like to achieve a kind of voluble consensus. That's what I aim for.
You mentioned the King of Ireland, David O'Doherty, there. You are BFFs with both him and Aisling B. Am I right in thinking that?
Two of my favourite people.
Yeah.
Two of my sweet favourite
Did you live
people.
With them, actually?
I never lived with B.
Right.
I'd like to think that I've lived in her heart for a long time. But I have lived with David in Edinburgh and will again.
Wow.
This summer.
You're going back this summer. Okay.
Yeah, we have a grand old time. Even before we lived together, we spent a lot of time in Edinburgh together. There was one year, I think in 2016, where there was like a restaurant at the exact midpoint between our venues. And if he was able to leave his venue as soon as he finished the show and I did the same from my venue, we would arrive there at the same time. I genuinely think we ate there at least 3/4 of the nights of the month of August 2016.
You see, the fact that two people are so excited about equidistance just means that I would get on with you both so well. I really would.
It was just a perfect midpoint.
Oh, it's so great. Well, look, I hope everybody goes to see the show. It'll be in Vicar Street on November 8th in Belfast Ulster Hall, November 9th. Nish, Don't Kill My Vibe. I presume, will you have to kind of maybe localise it a little for an Irish audience, given that I presume in a UK tour, you're obviously doing a lot of British politics and things like that. But or will you just bring the gusto to the British politics of the Irish people?
No. I like to have some reference to what's going on locally in Ireland. But also, I have come to realise that there is nothing an Irish audience likes more than laughing about the slow collapse of the British government. And I'll say this, historically, you are entitled to laugh.
Thank you. You're absolutely correct. And that
you are completely entitled to think it's funny. And you shouldn't, not that I'm sure many of you would, but even if you feel a second's guilt, dismiss that thought immediately. You've earned the right to laugh at us.
But Nish, isn't it true that you are as much of a Manchester United fan as I am?
Yes, and it's not been the best season, I would say.
I think
it's probably a polite way of putting it.
Very polite, very understated way of saying everything that's going on.
It's not been the best season.
No, but still, I walk into this office, into this radio station, and I have, you know, colleagues and friends who support other rival football teams. And you get a bit of abuse when that happens. But doing this radio show like I do, the amount of Liverpool fans and Arsenal fans and City fans, whose sole objective on the morning after a shockingly humiliating Manchester United defeat, they just go wring their hands at 9 a.m. and go, yes, he's in there now. I have access to him.
It's time to take the medicine. Listen, I guess the history of Manchester United and success is one of feast and famine.
But surely you feel like I do, a sense of hope at this point that may be changing.
Well, you know what else is pretty consistent with the history of the club is like the idea of blooding young players. So there's definitely a core. There is. I still, and I know that I'm going to sound delusional, but I definitely think there is the core of a decent team there. It's just badly in need of reorganisation
Yeah, I
up
mean, look,
there.
the fact that we as fans are getting excited about poaching executives from Southampton and Newcastle,
I know,
and
it's so
it
funny.
just goes
It's
to
actually, it
show.
really is the like Americanization of sport now, where we're like, who are we getting to run this franchise?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
But it is, you know, like in a way, you're like, I don't really understand why like Liverpool are moaning about, because that unfortunately is an extremely well-run football club.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right.
As for Manchester City, if you want to be part of a grand sports washing project, then good luck to you. I hope that doesn't sound like sour grapes, because it is.
It absolutely is. Well, don't worry, there's no Manchester City fans in Ireland, so it's absolutely fine. You can say whatever you want. Come here, very quickly, do you have a favourite Irish United player?
Well, it's hard to not go Keane. I mean, he was such a he's such an interesting player, because what people largely remember is the sort of blood and thunder, but actually he was a really, really excellent technical midfielder, and he had a real instinctive understanding of like the rhythms of a game. He's the kind of player that the team is in sort of desperate need of
God,
now.
yeah. I'd take him at his age now, to be honest with you, and put him in the middle of the midfield. He wouldn't be any slower than Casemiro, I'll say that much. Okay, listen, quick fire round before I let you go. I do this with all my guests. Nish Kumar, what are you currently obsessed with?
I'm currently obsessed with. There's two movies coming out that I'm obsessed with. One of them I've seen, one of them I haven't seen. One of them is Monkey Man, which is
Oh,
Dev
Dev
Patel's
Patel, yes.
directorial debut. I have seen it. It is so good.
Cannot wait for
And
that.
I'm also very excited because Apple TV is releasing a film called Girl State. And now, a couple of years ago, they released a movie called Boy State, which is about this sort of bizarre thing in Texas where a group of boys get together and they get to kind of elect and run a government. It's basically teaching them how to become politicians.
Oh.
And it's a fascinating film. And at the time, there was this question of, well, what's the female equivalent? And so they've just made a documentary that I think has just come out on Apple TV today.
Brilliant.
So those are the two things I'm mainly fixated on.
I love it. Absolutely amazing. Who's the most famous person in your phone? And you can't say the King of Ireland, David Doherty.
I mean, I don't know. I wonder if I have someone like loose. I mean, I guess Brett Goldstein has won two Emmys,
Yeah.
so I guess you've got to say Goldstein. But that might be a slight element of cultural inferiority that I think British and Irish people have about America. And so anyone who's successful in America, you sort of think
Well,
they've
Cillian
got to
Murphy
be the
just
most
won the Oscar
famous.
and we're all his best friend now, so it's completely fine.
Yeah, well,
Yeah,
I don't have Murphy's number. If he wants to get in touch, I'd love to go out for a drink with him.
okay, let's go back to when you were about 8 years old and you were in national school, primary school. What did you have for lunch? Did you have a lunchbox or something in it?
I think we used to have these like school dinners, and basically a couple of years later, a television chef called Jamie Oliver did a series of programs that was basically like, everything we've given our children is
I
poison,
remember
and
that
he
show.
basically described Monday to Friday what I ate at school. He was fixated on these things called turkey
Turkey
twizzlers,
Twizzlers,
which we
yes,
used to
turkey
eat
Twizzlers,
so
I
much
remember.
of. They were sort of coiled like a pig's tail, and they would swim in this kind of radioactive soup of kind of orange grease. And also, crucially, how bad must the other stuff have been? Because I remember Turkey Twizzler Day was a treat day.
Yeah, right,
When
that
we
was a
saw the
good day.
Twizzlers, we were like, fantastic, this is an upgrade on whatever we were eating yesterday.
Brilliant. And the final question I ask all my guests, because I don't, Nish, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Yes, I do. You have to. That's dirty water running off your back and butt. I'm sorry to tell you. You've got to get in there. You've got to scrub your legs.
Okay, I won't take your advice, but I appreciate your answer to the question. Nish Kumar, I cannot wait to see you. Vicar Street, November 8th, Belfast Ulster Hall, November 9th. Thank you so much for coming on. Best of luck with Nish. Don't kill my vibe.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.